MLB, Union, Cuba reach deal for players to sign. By AP on December 19, 2018. Havana, AP, Major League Baseball, its Players Association and the Cuban Baseball Federation reached an agreement that will allow players from the island nation to sign big league contracts without defecting, an effort to eliminate the dangerous trafficking that had gone on for decades. The agreement, which runs through October 31, 2021, allows Cubans to sign under rules similar to those for players under contract to clubs in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. For years, Major League Baseball has been seeking to end the trafficking of baseball players from Cuba by criminal organizations by creating a safe and legal alternative for those players to sign with major league clubs, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said in a statement Wednesday. We believe that this agreement accomplishes that objective and will allow the next generation of Cuban players to pursue their dream without enduring many of the hardships experienced by current and former Cuban players who have played Major League Baseball. Any disputes between MLB and the Cuban Federation are subject to resolution by the International Chamber of Commerce. Establishing a safe, legal process for entry to our system is the most important step we can take to ending the exploitation and endangerment of Cuban players who pursue careers in Major League Baseball, Union head Tony Clark said. The safety and well-being of these young men remains our primary concern. Only players under contract to the Cuban Federation are covered by the agreement, and the Cuban Federation agreed to release all players 25 and older with at least 6 years of professional experience. They would be classified as international professionals under MLB's labor contract with the Players Association and not subject to international amateur signing bonus pools. The Cuban Federation may at its discretion release younger players to sign minor league contracts with MLB organizations. A player can decide whether he wants a registered MLBPA agent to negotiate a major league contract. He may use a representative other than an agent to negotiate a minor league deal. Any players allowed to sign with big league clubs can do so without leaving Cuba. And the fee paid by the signing team will be covered by the same rules as in MLB's other posting systems. 20% of the first $25 million of a major league contract, 17.5% of the next $25 million and 15% of any amount over $50 million. There will be a supplemental fee of 15% of any earned bonuses, salary escalators and exercised options. A former Cuban Federation player under contract to a MLB club may return to Cuba during the off-season. He can play in Cuba during the off-season only with his MLB club's consent. The departure of young Cuban players to MLB has slowed since limits were placed on signing bonuses for international amateurs starting July 2, 2017. For 2017-18, outfielder Julio Pablo Martinez got $2.8 million from Texas. And the only other signing bonus over $300,000 for a Cuban-born amateur was $750,000 for shortstop Eddie Diaz, Colorado. In the current signing period, the largest signing bonus for a Cuban-born amateur has been $975,000 for outfielder Jairo Palmeiras with San Francisco. Depending on the quality of future players, the agreement could mean millions of dollars in future income for the cash-poor Cuban Federation, which has seen the quality of players and facilities decline in recent years as talent went overseas. It marks a step forward in U.S.-Cuba relations during a time of tensions between Cuba and the Trump administration, which has pledged to undo President Barack Obama's opening with the island.